How's everybody? Obviously, my hat's off to the Patriots. They played a heck of a game, and we didn't play as well. But as I told our guys, we're going to keep working because, as I said earlier, I'm very envious of that team and their organization because of what they are. And someday we're going to have that here. That's the plan. They play like a good group. They got a big-time quarterback, and they play good together, and they know how to play. And that's what we're chasing. We got a ways to go. I get that, you know. But to be able to play against an organization and a team that kind of demonstrates what you want to be someday it was right there for us all to see. And we got to grow from this, you know. Our team does. Obviously, there are some things I think we could have did better. I was disappointed in our ability to run the ball because I think we could run the ball better than that. You know, I did. But at the same time, I knew they were going to do everything they could to stop it, and they did. So my hat's off to them. I think they did a good job, and that's how you win games. So we have to keep getting better. We got to keep growing as an organization, as a football team, individually and collectively. We're not going to get frustrated by this. We're going to learn from this, grow from it, and continue to get better. But we understand because the part of seeing what it's going to look like in the future, it was right out there for us to see.
I was Cody Kessler.
Cody right now has a chest rib type of deal that he's dealing with. You know, he's going to be day-to-day. We'll find out more about him this week as we go through the week. So that's kind of where it is. That was tough. I mean, obviously, those guys made a lot of plays. So, you know, the matchup looked like it did. It wasn't as good on our side. So, again, I mean, our guys fought extremely hard. We just got to continue to get better. Mm-hmm.
Did you really think he'd go out and hit you for 400 yards?
Yes. I know he potentially could. Not that he would. I know he potentially could. Tom Brady, as I said, is one of the best players in this league that probably ever played. So potentially he can go do that, not just to us. He's done it to a lot of people before, and I think we all know that. Disappointing that it happened that way, but, I mean, I'm not surprised by anything he does. Yeah, that's what was given to me. That's exactly where it is right now. X-ray, and right now there's nothing broken. Okay, so again, it'd be day-to-day. You know, it's a chest, rib situation, and then, you know, obviously we'll find out more tomorrow.
What about Charlie?
Charlie came back in the game, as you know. I mean, it's a knee, you know, but he came back in the game and finished. So I think that'd be day-to-day, but, I mean, there's obviously a chance for Charlie to be up and going. Well, he'll get x-rays tomorrow, and we'll have a better idea about him, you know, tomorrow as we get through it.
You mentioned the run game. Why do you think you weren't able to get anything going there?
Oh, because I think they were going to make sure they stopped it. They load up to stop it, and again, we got to do it better. You know, I'm not I'm like I said, I was disappointed because I think we can do it a little bit better than what we did. But they did. They slowed us down like no team has this season, so. We got to go back to the drawing board. I take responsibility for that. We got to get that part better, and we will.
How far are you? You talked about that's what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
How far are you?
I don't know that. I mean, again, you're not going. We won't know that till the season's over. You know, obviously, we got a ways to go. I mean, right now, we're not close. You know, but I think our guys are improving in some areas and getting better. We just got to continue to get better collectively as a team. You know, and then we'll look back and see exactly where we are. I mean, this is. These are the games that you'll point to where we'll make our biggest growth, you know, because I think when you play against an opponent that is as good as I think that team is, because I think that's the best team we've played this season, you have a different barometer to look at, you know, to judge everything by. And I think I do. I think we all do. And so that's what the champions, because they have been, that's what the division champions look like. That's what, you know, that's what they look like. That's what they play like. So that's what we hope to be. So that's what you're going to have to defeat as you move forward.
You on the play, Cody's hurt. The guy runs right between Greco and Bailey.
No, that's not their fault.
That's
on Coach Jackson. It's not on our players. It's on me. So.
Is there anything Cody should do differently?
No. I mean, that guy got on him pretty fast. So, no, that's not on Cody. It's not on the players. It's on me all the way.
He seemed like he was starting to heat up pretty well and seemed to feel pretty well. Can you kind of just talk about
Yeah, I thought that was a heck of a drive by our football team. We, you know, had some mixed runs, even though they weren't very successful. You know, we had some things that I thought were starting to happen mixed with the pass. I thought he made some good plays and obviously ended in a touchdown drive. I think it was a good play by Hawk, good throw by Cody, and we were able to execute that play. But you said it, there were some things that were starting to happen to get executed. And, you know, the next series, obviously, he got hurt. So that's part of it, too.
You went with Terrell for a couple snaps after Cody got hurt. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a package in him for the game, and I thought the best thing to do is settle everybody down by doing something we've practiced. So we tried those things a couple of times, and then I thought Charlie was good to go, and I thought Charlie went out there and battled as hard as he could. You know, again, for a guy that probably takes two reps with the starters, you know, but is in the meetings and doing everything, I thought he held on pretty well, and that's what you want from a guy that's a veteran who's been in the league that goes out there and tries to compete.
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't have called it. That's it. Don't call the play. You know, I mean, again, they had the right defense on at the right time. They won that battle.
When you praise the Patriots and you say that's what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
But that's probably a natural timetable to get to that point. Is that,
absolutely.
Is that tough for you that you can't accelerate it anymore?
No. I'm not going to say it's tough. I think the reason why I want to say that is because I want, you know, we have to understand that's where we're going. You know, where we're trying to get to. And until you can get there, you got to keep reaching for it. You know, you got to keep building it to get there. And I think that's what we're attempting to do. You know, we want to be one of the best organizations in football. So there was. So that's what you have to look at to compare, you know, compare and contrast. Where are you trying to go? So I think it's a good eye-opener for all, you know, because that's where we want to be. I don't, again, I won't know that until, you know, we get some more medical reports back for him. So hopefully, you know, but we'll see where it is, you know, this week.
Is Kessler at that an MRI tomorrow? Is that part of the whole?
No, I wasn't told that. Well, I was just told, it's, like I said, nothing's broken. It's more of a chest rib deal, and we're going to be day-to-day and kind of go from there.
Did he come back and throw on the sideline trying to get back in the
game? He tried. Yeah, just couldn't do it.